Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We are on Daf Lamed Chesed Beis, bottom line. Amalei Reb Yirmiyah L'Reb Zera. Reb Yirmiyah says Reb Zera. Reb Yochanan, Hechi Mevarech Al Zayis Moliach. What did Reb Yochanan make a bracha achrona on a Zayis Moliach, on a salted olive, right? The what's the kasha? The kasha is that the shear for a bracha achrona is a kezayis. And a zayis is a kezayis. But the problem is that a zayis has a pet. Take the pit out, nobody eats pits, you're less than a kezayis. So how do you make a bracha achrona?
But the pit is not edible anyway.
That's right. So you don't have a kezayis.
Right.
So, hechi mevarech alei zayis maliach. Kivin the shachal garini, once you take the pit out, but zerlei shiurei. The shear is too small. As Rashi says on top, v'gabi berchas haperos ha'aretz, achila ksiva, v'achila kezayis.
Fashion, how do you know that
doesn't, when it says an olive, it doesn't include or dis... Okay, it's an excellent question. So, Omar Lay, he answers back, you think we need a big olive? Kezayis beinani beinan. The shear is a kezayis beinani. V'ha'iko, yeah, okay, we don't, some say something. V'ahu, da'as de'ilakame, d'Rabbi Yochanan, zayis gadol haya. He ate big olives. The afagaf, the shakla ligarini, even if you took out the pit, Pashle Shiure, the shear was still there. Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Kalim, Zayas Sha'amru, the Zayas we're talking about, Lo Kata, not small, Lo Gadol, not big, Elamani, mid-size. Vizeo Aguri, that's called Aguri, V'amri, V'amra Bravo, Lo Aguri Shmo, Ela Avruti Shmo, it's called Avruti, V'amri Le Samrusi Shmo, it's called Samrusi, V'amri Shmo Aguri, why is it called Aguri? Sheshmano agur besocho, because the shemen is agur, is contained inside it. Okay? Good? So therefore what? So really, if you have an olive, and it's taka the pit, we don't count the... So do we count the pit or not?
Yes,
we did. We said we don't count the pit, and the reason why... He made a kezai, he made a bracha achrona, was because he ate large zayit. The shear is a medium-sized olive. The shear is a medium-sized olive. The kezayis, for bracha achrona, is a medium-sized olive. He ate large ones. So even when the pit was not there, it's still a kezayis.
I'm not answering the question. He's saying that there's still shear, but that doesn't include, or not, or exclude the pit. He's just saying what the size of the olive is.
That's right.
It means without, with the pit.
Nobody eats pits. So,
yeah,
right,
exactly. Nobody. So, somebody eats an olive.
Right.
I'm taking the size, whatever that is, minus the pit.
Correct. So, yeah, the only way you can do that is if you have a large olive. Because if it's a regular size olive, yeah, when you take the pit out, small. You don't have a kezayis.
No,
you're
not changing it.
Yeah, I know, but you have to eat a kezayis.
There's still a difference.
You're saying the kezayis is
without the factors.
See?
Size of the olive.
Right.
Doesn't have a pit.
Right. It's the same thing.
No, it does not.
So let's see. So, let's see this gigantic, see this big tosfos?
Yes.
We'll do the whole thing right now.
No,
I'm not joking. Ready? Here we go. Says Tosfos Yossi, something that you argued about with me earlier in the week. First of all, Hainu Dafka Bracha Achrona. That's only a Bracha Achrona. The Le'inyan, the Shalachrov, the Be'inan Shir, the Inan Shir require a Shir. Aval Bracha Shalafanov, a Bracha Rishona, Afilu Pachos Mishir, even less than a Shir, you have to make a Bracha. Da'asa Lehenos Ma'adal Mazabalo Bracha. Bein Lachila, Bein Le'inishtia. Doesn't make a difference if it's food or drink. You have to make a bracha. No matter how little you're going to... Aval bracha achra being shir mali lugmav. For bracha achron, you have to have a shir mali lugmav, which is a rove revius. Fine. V'alkein yesh lizar lishtos mikos shel bracha mali lugmav. When you drink a kosher shel bracha, you've got to drink at least that much. Kidei shivarech l'achrav main b'yom bracha. So you can make a bracha achron afterwards. Fine. V'ariha yomer bar nefashos. He would make a bar nefashos, given the belav bracha chashuvihi, I feel about to mishiyu rebevarchin a bar nefashos rabos. Fine. V'lo nira. I don't. The given the bar nefashos tiknua kineged al gefen, kihechi de al gefen boy shiura, bar nefashos rabos nami boy shiura. Fine. Okay. That's all about that. Now let's get to the pit now. Ubi Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi, the Gemara asks the following question. Rabbi Yochanan hechi barach hazayis, had what bracha achrona did he make on a kazayis? Ha lo havi shiure. There's no shear. Why is there no shear? Because the pit's not there. The ka'amar mishum beria. The answer is, well, it's a beria. It's a full, self-contained beria. There's no other way to explain beria. Agamemnon didn't give that answer. Right? Yerushalmi said it's a barrier. Right? Da filu lo achal ella pray da achas shel onav. Eat one grape. One grape is less than this. Oh, pray da achas shel rimon. Eat one pomegranate seed. It's a barrier. Right? Boy lebruche. Mishum de barrier. Mevachin afilu bachas mikazayas. V'cholag al gemara didon. Did argue on our gemara. Kidamash mahacha. Right? Like we say over here. Argues. Imkain. Ain halacha kamosa shel Yerushalmi. We don't hold the Yerushalmi. We hold the Bavli. For Rabbi Yossi, Hayim Mefarish, Rabbi Yossi explained, Shai Yerushalmi ain't a cholek al Gemara Shalonu. There's no machlokas. Ready for this one? Dehacha Mayri Shehusra Garinim. Here we're talking about you remove the pits. Vinimlach. And then you ate it. Imkein lohaya kibriyaso. So it's not a barrier, because the pit's missing.
Right.
Aval im achlu shalem. If you take eat the olive whole with the pit. Afilu im haya pray the achas shurim levarach alav t'chila basof. And he, in that case, the zayis was shalim. There was no, the pit was not removed, right? Well, that's why it's called pitted. Pitted olives means that the pit's not there, right?
Backwards.
So there they were not, they were unpitted. I don't know how else to say it. And the pits were there. And why are you making a bracha achrona? Barrier. Why are you making a bracha achrona here? Sheer. Two different things, right? Right? There's a machlokas, says Tosfos. Right? Here was talking about the pit was there. Here the pit was not there. Then the pit was there. But in Echanami, our Gemara would agree with Beria if the pit was there. In order to have a Beria, you have to have the pit. Otherwise, it's not a Beria. Right? So did we answer your question? Not really. Didn't answer it.
You're still eating the same amount,
right? Now the Gemara says another thing. Now the Gemara does something out of left field, also, but it's very interesting. You want to make a bracha on some vegetable or something, and then you dropped it. Now you're not eating it because it got dirty. You get another one. An apple. You want to make a bracha on an apple. But that apple, someone knocks you over and it falls into down the sewer. So you have to take another apple. You made a bracha already. You have to take another bracha on the second apple?
I guess so.
Says Tosfos, yes. Boy, l'shak l'achwine, boy, bruche, zim l'achwine. You have to make another bracha. Uparach, ma'ishna, me'amas ha'mayim. How come I go to a water fountain, I push the button, I make a bracha, and it's different water. The water's, what's the difference? Such an interesting question. Right?
Why is it different water? Why is it different water?
The same water. The water's flowing. It's not the same water.
Oh, you mean?
Pirish, Maishna Amas Hamayim, of flowing water. Pirish, the Mavarech Lishtos, Vahani Ozli, Vahani Achwininu. That when I made the bracha, that was different water. That water already is gone. Down the drain. There's new water coming. The Ainzarech Lavarech Pamacheres, don't take another bracha like that. Umashani, we answer, Hacha Havidaito Mitchil Lazeh. Shay Yodesh Shilchu Lehen. Because you know that that's the way the water fountain works. So when you make the bracha, your das is like that. Aval b'termisa, but on the apple, lo yadash yaflu miyado. You didn't know it was going to fall. You didn't think it was going to fall. So you didn't have a das on another apple. You had a das on this apple. And someone came and knocked it out of your hand, now you make another bracha. V'yomer baruch shem kivod b'chus l'yolim v'ed, v'od mishum d'havi bracha levatala, v'chein nachal lomar kol bracha levatala, baruch shem kivod b'chus l'yolim v'ed. Spend a month, not a month, spend a few hours on that. What does baruch shem kivod b'chus l'yolim have to do with bracha levatala? Interesting tosses. No, interesting. But gets back to the main point. The main point was the thing with the barrier and the pit. So Mati had a good question. Mati said we're not defining the shear. We're just skirting the issue by saying, well, it was a larger olive, right? So did we answer your question?
Well,
we didn't answer the question. So we'll talk. What's the question again?
On an olive, you have two factors.
You have two factors.
The size.
It's the size, and then
the volume of the whole thing.
Right. Okay.
So
right.
What's the phrase for a second prevention that the Gemara uses?
Shalosh brachos.
So what's the main gimel is?
That's me'ala mechya. Yeah.
By me'ala, would the size and the volume be the same?
No, because we have an olive without the pit.
No, but say if you have a regular olive, then the size and volume is going to be the same. If you with the pit, the whole thing is
going to be don't need the pit. That's what he's saying. So Yerushalmi is saying, you want to eat the pit? If you eat the pit, then it's taka beria. But nobody does that. Says the Gemara, name a Kitanoi. Let's say this whole machlokas is a machlokas tanoim. So he quotes over here in the Halicha Solom, why do we need to know that it's a machlokas tanoim? The Gemara always says, name a Kitanoi. What does that benefit me? The answer is, because if it benefits me, if I've tanoim already said it, why wouldn't you say it in their name?
Right.
Why are you saying something out of the blue? Say it in their name. It's funny over here, because now they're going to bring stories about Bar Kappara. Bar Kappara was not even a Tana. Bar Kappara was an Amora. Name a Ketanoi, and a Shay Talmid is Avi Yasuvi Kamedra Kappara, two Talmidim sitting by Kappara. Bar Kappara is not a Tana. So he quotes in the name of the Sefer Akrisos that the first generation of Amorayim, the Gemara also calls Tanoim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he calls him Tanoim, not really Tanoim. Doesn't have the din of, that doesn't appear in any Mishnah. Right, he's Rabban Levi, he doesn't appear in any Mishnah, it's Bar Kappara. First generation, they called him Tanoim. Anyway, he viewed the fun of Kruv vidurmaskin. They brought him out Kruv, which is cabbage. Durmaskin is some kind of
spinach.
What?
It's herb.
So Rashi says, I don't know what it is. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, afhen shlokos, some kind of vegetable. Mai says, meithev, shikorin, okay, balat. Kach reisi bepirish, babakamosh, or beryitzchak, bar behuda. Avokan, pirish, prunes. He translates it as prunes. V'chein shamati, anikan, ubavakama, prunes. V'yef shalamida, it can't be prunes. Why not? Because the imkein, hai berachasa bar priates. It's the eights. V'eich kodim mubarach al pargriot, it can't be prunes. Right? So he doesn't know what it is.
Pargiot
is meat.
Is that dark meat?
It's meat. It's meat.
Oh, pargiot is, yeah.
So anyway, he brought out three things. Vegetables, chicken, pargiot, and durmasin, which we don't know what that is. And nasin bar kapar, which is echad lehen levarech. Bar kapar said, one of you might tell me them, you lead the bracha. So, kafat zibarach al pargiot. He grabbed the pargiot, which is a shakal. Ligleg alav chaveru. The other guy laughed at him. He picked the shakal? So, kos bar kapara said, Amar, lo al mavarach anikoi. I'm not angry at the mavarach, right? El al malag ligleganikoi. I'm angry at you. What are you making fun of him for? What are you making fun of him? Why are you laughing at him? Im chaverecha domet kimi shalotam tam basa miolam. The guy never had meat chicken before. He never had it. Atal mal ligaltalav. Why are you making fun of him? Then Chazav Amar, then he said, "Lo la malaglas ani kos. I'm not angry at him. I'm angry at you. Why? Vamer im chachma ein kan zikne ein kan. All right, you don't know what you're doing. I'm here. Why don't you ask me? Why? Because you're supposed to make a bracha on hadama first. Wife. Why should you make a bracha on hadama first? The Tosa says because it's more localized. It shakel everything under this half the bracha is a shakel. Hadama is only so it's more special. You should make that first." Why'd you make a shakal first? Because you like chicken better. What kind of anything is that? So, what? Tana, hushneim lo hotziu shnasan. The two of them didn't live out the year. My la bakim ifligi. What were they arguing about? The mevarech savar. The mevarech holds. The mevarech hold. Held. Shlokos, upargios, shakol yabidvaro. He knew. They're both a shakal. And on shlokos, that's the whole bus what this is here, on cooked vegetables, you make a shakal. So have shakal. I like pargiot better, I'm going to eat that first. Hilda, chavavolav. Chavavad, what you like better is cubs first. Hamalaglik savar, no. Shlokos is bar priyadama. Pargiot is shakal yabidvaro. Hilkach, peira adif. The peiri comes first. Doesn't mean fruit, it means the vegetable.
Right.
So what do you see? That they're arguing about the exact same point from yesterday. So he says, lo. Really, everyone can hold a shahakol. The argument, the following thing. Mar savar, the mevarech held, chaviv adif. They're both shahakol. And they're still going to eat the pargiot first, because it's more chaviv to me. I don't like vegetables. Umar savar, and the other one held, kruv adif, kruv is better, the zayin, because it fills you up more. Okay?
Why does anybody say that? If you have a hadama and a shahakal in front of you, when you make the shahakal first, maybe there's a sad to say you can't make the hadama because you were yotzer with the shahakal.
We someone says that.
That's how we
pass him. So look at Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Chavav olav. V'chein halacha. That's how we pass him. Im yeh shnei minim, peiros, lefonav. You have an apple and an orange, right? Chavav adif.
That's right.
Ubar pri adama adifa mi shahakol. Bar pri adama beats shahakol, like I said. Shahakol David Varo. The muvareres tvei, because it's more specific. It's more inclusive. It's more specific. The chashuva laatma mikirius vivarech al oso min shahak bar pri adama. You make up a hadama before shakal, even if the shakal is you like it more. Right. You still make up hadama if the two same meaning, if they're both apple and an orange, whichever one you want. What if it's apples and chicken? Apples come first. I like chicken better than apples. Yeah, but apples is all eight. It's more low. It's more specific. And that comes first.
I was
having
that problem every single year by Rosh Hashanah.
One second. Vilafon of peros, shabrachos, right? And if they're both the same bracha, ve'achad mehen hu mizayin minim. Then you've already seen on that. I'll also show Zayin Minim, but Kadifi. Yeah, what?
That's my problem every year.
Why?
Make a Borsha eight on the apple.
Right.
Should be making a Zayin Minim.
Right. Right.
So what's he saying here with the cabbage? The cooked cabbage.
He says, since it filled you up, you should have made a bracha on that first.
So it's a shackle?
Yeah, everyone holds it. They hold it as a shackle.
Everything is a
shackle. Yeah, so why? So he made a bracha on the chicken first. He liked it. Why does he make a bracha on the other one first? Because it's more satisfying.
What does
Barak hold? We don't know what he held.
We don't know.
No. Because he criticized both of them.
Why? Why are they both dying if it's just a question that they're both... Do
you think I know the answer to that question? Do you think I know the answer?
I'm saying, it's like, well, now it's crazy. They both agree, basically. I like apples, you like oranges. Okay, so they disagreed, and then they don't survive.
And the whole thing's apples and oranges.
Okay, next.
We learn with the Shabbos Suda that you should have meat, and therefore, doesn't that suggest that meat is more chashuv than the vegetable? We never talk about having vegetables on for a Shabbos Suda.
First of all, but you wash.
Yes, I know.
Oh, but it's, oh, it's today. Maybe it's different now. Maybe it's different now. You're right. Right.
That came later.
Right. Can I pause this for a second? Or no, I don't know how to pause it.
Pause what?
What are you afraid of?
Okay. Next. Amar Reb Zeira, Kiavina Be Rav Huna, Amarlan, Hani Garglidi, the head, the cut-up head of the lifta of a turnip.
Yeah, turnip.
So, Parminhu Prima Rabba, Bar Pri Adama. If you make it into big chunks, big slices, big pieces, you make Adama. Prima Zuta, if you cut them into tiny, tiny pieces, then Shakol Le Bedvaro. Vichyasin Lebe Rav Yehuda, Amalan, what do you mean? Idi V'idi, Par Pri Adama. You make Adama no matter what size it is. V'hai De Parminhu Tvei, why do you cut them so fine? Kiechi Denam Dik Taimei, so it should be sweeter. So what does Rav Huna, why did Rav Huna say you make a, Rav Huna? Yeah. Why did Zeir say in the name of Rav Huna that you make a shahakal? What's the svar for that? I cut up the vegetables very small and make a shahakal. Maybe because it's so different, it's so changed, that's what Shita B'Kabesa says. It's so changed, you make a shahakal.
How's it changed?
Because it's so small, it's so small.
It's a smaller piece.
Okay. Amravashi, Kavina Be'er of Kahana, Amalan, Tafshil de Silka, a dish of beets, Delo Mafashu Bo Kimcha, that you don't put in kemach, is bor pri adama. You make a hadama. Didn't we say you don't put in a lot of kemach? Didn't we say that anything that has kemach, you make a hadama, you make a bor min mizonos? So why is he hold you make a hadama? Not so clear over here. The Or Sameach says because if you put in a kemach, the more kemach you put in, the less edible somehow it becomes. For some reason, it becomes less edible. So it's not a mizonos. It's like an anti mizonos. The lifta the fashim buhu kimcha tvei bor min mizonos. But lifta, that you put in a lot, lifta, which is a different thing. What's lifta?
Turnips.
You put in a lot of kemach, then you make a mizonos. Famer omer, then he changes his mind. Edi vidi bar minei mizonos. No, you put a mizonos on both. Bar pri adam, I'm sorry. V'hai deshadi be'kim chatvei, l'dmuki v'alma avdilei. You only do it to make it, give it some consistency, and for that you don't make a mizonos, especially with the Osmeach says, because it makes it less edible. Omer of chista, tavshel shel tradin, a tavshel of beets, Yafal the leg, good for the heart, health and good for the eyes, for koshkein live name ayam, and for sure for the intestines. Amar Abaya, Vudyasiv Abitafi, it's standing by the kadera on the pot, Vavit Tuch Tuch, and the pot's making noise because it's curdle, you know, it's crinkling and because it's cooking. Amar Papa, Pshitali, it's clear to me, Maya de Silka, that beet juice is kisilka. It's like silka, it's like beets. Umaya de lifta and turnip juice. It's kalifta. Umayya de kulu shlaki, kakulu shlaki. And every juice of every vegetable like has the same bracha as the vegetable. Didn't we say yesterday that it's zeya ba'alma, it's sweat? So why over here it's the same bracha, and by apple juice we say it's a shahakal? Because it's not the same, because it's zeya ba'alma. What's the difference? Right? Tosva says, listen, look at the Tosva, it's maya de silka.
Just going out on one hand, they're going to say that it's more kosher.
Well, listen, one second. Mervachina, listen to this, but don't listen to the Tosas. Mervachina le'abor priyadama. Afal pi she'ein ba'ela mayim, even if you add in water. V'tam yirakos mervarach alav kashi yirakach ali yirakos. You make the same bracha you make on vegetables. Afal gaf, even though demirin le'el, demay perezeh ba'almuhu, yeshel chalek. Here it's different.
Why?
You like that Tosas?
Which Tosas?
Yeah.
The Tosas of Maya de Silka Basilka. Here it's different.
So it depends what the
right?
How's it different?
What?
He's not finishing the thought. What's the...
Yeah, how's it different?
So he doesn't answer it.
He doesn't answer it.
So the Rosh says, the difference is that juice of apples or fruit, where the bracha goes is downgraded to shahakol, doesn't taste like the fruit. But vegetable juice tastes like the vegetable, so it's hadama. That's one answer. That's one answer. The Shitu Mikubetza says, you're reading the Gemara wrong. It doesn't mean that you make a bracha on the same, it doesn't mean that. What it means is, let's say you have apple, and then an apple juice. What bracha you make an apple? Ha'etz. Apple juice? Shahakal. Here you have, no, shahakal. Here you have a vegetable, beets, and beet juice. Really, you make a shahakal on the beet juice. What the Gemara is saying is, if you made a hadama on the beets, and then you ate the beet juice, b'dievet, it's fine.
You don't take in the bracha.
You made a hadama. B'dievet, it'll potter the beet juice.
Can we hold that way?
I don't know if we hold that, but that's what Shitu Mikubetza explains. That's what the Gemara means. Of course, it's the same exact same thing. The only difference is whether or not you make the... If you make a ha'etz, it won't be yotzei apple juice.
Why?
Because it won't. It's too different. That's what Tosas meant. Yesh l'chalek. It's too different.
The question is, why didn't it say that by fruits?
Yeah.
Because by fruit, it's not the same halacha. Ain't the chanam, by fruit, it won't work.
Why?
What?
You're eating a bowl of grapefruit. In the grapefruit is the juice of the grapefruit. Why wouldn't you say the same thing? If you made up ha'etz on the grapefruit, then the grapefruit juice that's in the bowl.
The only thing is that juice is extracted, whereas when you make... When you have a vegetable...
This food.
What?
With an apple, the normal way of having an apple is you're eating the fruit.
What he said.
Juicing an apple is something that's different from its intention.
Who said so? Who said that?
When you have vegetable juice...
No, I think what he said
it's usually thicker.
That it's less kosher.
You think it's chashev?
You're making something from the vegetable. From the way it's mashma, for the whole thing about vegetables, that when you, what's better, apple or apple juice? Apple is more chashev. Carrot or carrot soup is more chashev.
So is it that the pshat, or the pshat is that carrot juice is more similar to carrots than apple juice is to apples?
In terms of similar.
In terms of taste, in terms of consistency, and therefore...
Well, carrot juice is going to taste like carrots.
Right.
One is clear, like
it's thicker.
Thin, whatever.
Right.
And even orange juice.
That's so we're saying the same thing.
Right.
Vegetable juice is similar to vegetables more than apple juice is similar to apples.
It's
right?
I don't know.
How's that? What?
The fruit juices are pressed.
Yeah, it's pressed right out of the fruit.
Usually.
It's pressed right out of the fruit.
So that's what I'm saying, same thing. So it's more similar to the vegetable itself.
It is the vegetable.
Exactly. Therefore, says the Shuka Mikubetis, you have to still make a shahakal. If you made a hadama, you yotze b'dievet. That's okay. So okay, let's go. By Rav Papa, Maya de Shivsa, Mai. What about dill juice? Dill, the vegetable. What about dill juice? What's the word dill juice? Such a thing. Lamtuke taima avidi. It's just made to give flavor. Oh, laavure zama avidule. Or it's done to like remove the bad odor, so it's not really for itself. Tashma, there's a Mishnah in Uksin, Hashavet, which is dill, Minishtana Tam, Bekadera, once it imparts its flavor in the pot, Ein Bo Mishum Truma. There's no more Truma on it. You don't give Truma on it anymore. Ve'eno Temeya Tumas Ochlin. Doesn't have Tumas Ochlin anymore. It's not the status of food anymore. Shamina, Lantuke Taima Avidi La Shamina. It's just used as a spice, and therefore, what? And therefore, it's like a piece of wood, and therefore that it's only given for its taste, and once the taste goes away, it loses its status as a vegetable.
So, what would be the bracha on beets versus the beet juice versus the beets itself?
According to the Shidim Kabetzes, you make a shahakol on juice.
Okay.
If you made a hadama, you're yotzei b'diavad. That's all the Gemara meant to say. Amar v'chiyah bar Ashi. Okay, everyone, this is a very, very famous Gemara. This is a really halacha l'maitha. Listen to this Gemara. Look how it starts. Amar v'chiyah bar Ashi. Pas tsenuma b'ka'ira mevarchan l'chamotzi. What's a pas tsenuma? How does the article translate pas tsenuma?
Dry
crust. And the point is, it's not a loaf. It's a piece. It's not a loaf. It's a dry piece of bread. What bracha do you make on a piece of bread? Hamotzi. Hamotzi. Upligi to Rebchia. Rebchia argues on that. Rebchia, tzarech shetichala habracha im hapas. You have to finish the bracha together with the pas. Meaning, Rashi says, birchas hamotzi im prisas haprusa. The hamotzi has to be with the piece. Minapas. Meaning, when you make the hamotzi, it's shalem. And when you finish the hamotzi, you have a piece ready to eat.
So what are you saying? You're cutting it?
While you're eating it. While you're making the bracha. The tzlach says you're not supposed to be doing things while you're making brachas. Nope. Here it's different, because here it's for the food. You have no other way to do it. According to Rebchia, you cannot make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha on a piece of bread. You can only make a bracha on a shalim, and you cut it while you're making the bracha. And Rashi says, the high over here, parus for omenu. It's already a piece.
So you can't eat a sandwich.
Correct.
So what you're saying is when Shabbos, when you cut the challah.
One second. We'll get into Shabbos. We'll get into that. According to Rebchia, which the Gemara says is a Tana, he's a chash of a person, you don't make a bracha on a piece of bread. Only on a whole piece. Why? What's the reason for that? So the tzlach explains, it's covered a bracha. Bread's special, it's a cover to the bracha. Okay? Okay. So, maskefla rava, 1 minute. Maishna tsunma delo, mishum dechi kalya bracha aprusa kalkalya. Why is this different? Because when you finish the bracha, right, you have a piece of bread. So al pas nami. Same thing on regular bread. Ki kagamra aprusa gamra. When you finish the bracha, you've now concluded a bracha, and you don't have a full piece of bread because you cut it. So what kind of crazy thing is that? What Rebchia said. Rebchia doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bottom tells us, but no. Okay, fine. Ella Amar Rava Mevarech. First, you make the bracha. Then you cut it. No, I disagree with that. First you make a bracha, then you cut it. Says Rashi, right? The gomer kol habracha, finish the bracha. The achar kach mafrish haprusa, then cut it. Deleka dekalya bracha apas shalem. The bracha should be on a full piece of bread. What's going on here? When you make a bracha, while you're making the bracha, you're cutting it? When you finish the bracha, you don't have a loaf. You have a half a loaf. Don't do that.
So why don't you make mitzi on challah? On Shabbos, you put a slice into the challah.
I don't do that. You know why I don't do that? Because of this Tosfos, which we're about to read. I don't do that. Tosfos says not to do it. We'll see right now.
Behind
what?
Yeah. Making it on a shalim.
Yes. Yeah. More covered.
Yeah. Definitely more covered.
Now, Rebchia said, don't make it on a slice of bread. The Tosfos are not covered. They're both right.
One second. More covered is, I have a loaf of bread in front of me, don't cut it while, that's a svar. But I go to the store and I have a sandwich and there's no whole bread there. I don't make a hamotzi.
We do. Rebchia said no. Rebchia said, you don't make a bracha on a sandwich. No, it's not covered. Right? Make a bracha on a whole loaf.
You don't make a hamotzi.
Hamotzi. I don't know what bracha you make. I don't make, exactly.
So you don't have to wash either then?
Now.
Washing in the
washing is a separate story. Now, Nahardai, with those pieces.
Nahardai,
one second. We don't hold like him. We don't hold like this. Nahardai of the Kerbchia, they held like Kerbchia, Verabonin of the Kerava, Amravina, Amrili Aim, Avucha of the Kerbchia, your father held like Kerbchia, Damar Rebchia, Tzarech, Shetichla, Brachim, Apath, Verabonin of the Kerava, Hilchasa Kerava, the Amar, Mavar, Chachabot, we pass him like Rava. First you make a bracha, and then you cut the loaf. Says Tosfos, Pirish. Lo yafrish haprusa minapas ad achar bracha. Don't cut the loaf till you finish the bracha. V'yesh no'agin, there are some that have a minhag, levarech berchat hamotzi, to make the bracha, kodim shiachtoch, before you cut it, kedei shetehei apas shlema b'shas bracha. V'ein minhag nachon lasos. I think that's wrong. Dahavi hetzach adas bein bracha la'achila. Therefore, make a cut in the challah. I just said we don't do that, right?
Yeah.
Tosfos says, of course you have to do that. Of course you make a cut in the challah. Why do you make a cut in the challah? Why? What? Shouldn't have a delay.
Right.
Mihu, however, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, nachon la'achmir. Don't do that. Ulevarech kodim shiachtoch. Make the bracha before you make the cut. Why? Shlo tashmid yadu lubzeh kodim shetich la'bracha, sh'az lo yehe lo lechem mishnah. Because you don't have lechem mishnah then. If you're cutting, if you're making a, so that's what some, what most people do, that do it, they make a tiny indentation.
Right.
So then you're not doing anything. What are you doing?
It's still a cut.
What?
It's still a cut.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not, if you make a real cut, you lose the Lecha Mishnah. If you make a fake cut, what are you doing?
The whole thing is an exercise in futility. Because 52 people are standing around waiting for a piece of challah for an hour. You're going to make a cut in the challah to save 11 seconds.
So,
the whole thing.
By the way, so when you're making cuts in challah, it actually takes longer. You have to find the cut.
Exactly. And if you don't find the cut, then for sure you did nothing.
Right.
Then for sure you did nothing, right? So that's why I...
Cut.
You have to use the same cut.
Right?
Right? So if you make a real cut, if you make a deep cut, you lose the Lecha Mishnah.
Right.
So Tosfos says, I don't do that.
The simple solution is just to pull away.
Okay?
Right.
Right? You hear what he's saying? On a weekday where Lecha Mishnah is not an issue, yes, if you're having a Suda, let's say Purim. Purim, you're having a Suda, and you have a Challah, or this, you know, who when do you ever do that? When do you ever sit with a Suda, and it's not Shabbos with Challah? It's unlikely. A wedding?
Erev Yom Kippur,
Purim, these kinds of plot times. So if you're doing it in those kinds of times, yes, you should do it like this, with the cut. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tosfos says not to do it.
Not to do it because
if you're losing the Lecha Mishnah, it's clear from Tosfos that this fake cut was nothing to him. What was that?
Obviously.
It was clear that it was nothing to him. Because what are you doing?
You're
making a real cut? Problem. Don't do that, you lose the Lecha Mishnah.
That being said, it's not Menegah...
There are minhagim. People do it. It's a funny minhag because you're not doing anything. So you're trying to be mekayim Reb Chiya. You're not really doing much. Well, okay, people have a minhag. I'm not here to knock on people's minhagim. But Tosas didn't like it. Just because Tosas didn't like it doesn't mean it's not a minhag. In Klal Yisrael, he's only one shita.
So you don't do it.
I don't do it. Perak Shloshes Achlu Maskiran Debeira Anchetichla Amen Mipia Onin. Fine. Okay, the rest of it we don't have to read. It just keeps on going on and on about that.
You're selling it to like slices of bread, could
you? No. So according to Rava, it seems like it's not an issue.
What?
According to Rava, it seems like it's not an issue. Right? Okay.
So let me ask something. When you go into a bakery and you buy a loaf of bread,
yeah,
and you put it through the slicer.
Yeah, I just asked that question. According to Rava, it's not an issue. According to Bchia, maybe it was. We don't hold like that. You want to cut the bread? Okay, so cut the bread. Very nice. We don't hold like that, really.
Well, I'm not talking about putting a slice into
that. No, it's the same thing. We hold that Bchia said that you don't make a bracha only on the whole loaf because of covered. We don't hold like that. Okay. Itmar, heviu lufneim petitin shleimen. You bring pieces of bread. Amrav Huna, mavarech ala petitin upot resa shleimen. What's going on here? You have two kinds of bread. You have a loaf, and then random slices. A loaf and random slices. Says Reb Chiya, Reb Huna, you make a bracha on the random slices, it'll pop to the shleiman. Right? Says Rashi, third line on top. Im ratz, if you want, you don't have to. Mavarech ala pesisin, you can make a bracha on the slices. Vima pesisin gedolu ben ha-shleiman, and if the slices are larger than the loaf, sarich levarech, you have to make a bracha on that. You have to make a bracha on the whichever one's larger, says Rashi. Okay?
Slice is larger than the roll.
You have a tiny, small little roll, and you have a huge challah from the wedding challah.
Oh, so
huge slice. It's three times as big. It's a little milky.
You chose what challah.
So therefore, you make a bracha on the piece. It's much bigger.
Okay.
Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Shleima mitzvah menemuchor. The shalim is better. Shalim is better than a non-shalim. Avol prusa shel chitin. But if you have a prusa of chitin, Ushleimin shel seorin, which is more inferior. Now what? Divyar kol mavarach ala prusa shel chitin apotres hashleima shel seorin. You make a bracha, then you make a bracha on the piece. Why? Because even a piece of chitin is more chashuv than a shalim of barley. It's a machlokas tanaim about this. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Before we get to the Mishnah, so look at this. Matzi, this is an unbelievable Tosa. The Tosa is something unbelievable, which is a kasha that everyone has. And we have a halacha that a mower is not allowed to argue on a tana. We have a rule like that. Right? But then we have the rule of something called basroi. That we call it the later shita. So then why can't an amora argue on a tana? It's basroi. Why? So what do you mean, how do we paskin? Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan Medaka said, well, and Rabbi Noah said something different. Why not? They're basroi. So Tosfos says something, listen to this Tosfos. So it's the second Tosfos of Mevarech. He has a whole, look at the last, second to last line. V'chein halacha k'rab Yochanan. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Who's arguing here? Who's in this story? It's Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, right? So v'chein halacha k'rab Yochanan. To harav for Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'rab Yochanan. If you ever have Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, pass the Rabbi Yochanan. V'kol shkein l'gab Rav Huna. For sure, we don't like Rav Huna. Shahalacha kimoso, that the halacha should be like him. Shai talmido shal Rav. But he was basroi. He came after Rabbi Yochanan. That's why we hold on like Rabbi Yochanan, not Rav Huna. Rav Huna came after Rabbi Yochanan. He was a Talmud. He was the next generation. That's why we hold on like Rabbi Yochanan. He's basroi. He's afterwards. Says Tosfos, didafka ba'amaroi basroi amrin halacha ke basroi. Only on the later Amaroyim do we say that. Not on the earlier Amaroyim. He says there's a little number over there, and he leads you to a Tosfos in Kedushin, where Tosfos says only by Abaye and Rava did that halacha kick in, that we go by Basroi. Because Abaye and Rava, not allegedly, the svar is, they knew everything. So for them to look back at everyone else, we're not passing like that. They're able to do that. That's where this halacha of Basroi only begins by Abaye and Rava. Why? Because they had all the information available to them, and they had all the facts. What? Basroi. So it's a machlokas between someone and someone, we pass on the later one. Why? Because we assume he knew the earlier shita, for some reason rejected it, this is the better shita. Very interesting, Tosfos. Very interesting.
Even though the earlier generations were closer to Har Sinai.
That's exactly why Basroi comes and says, not like that. You'd think that, right? So if Yirmiyahu HaNavi argues under Rabbi Akiva Eger, such a thing could even be possible, right? It's a joke. Right. Why? Because after Abaye and Rava.
We don't pass them like
Abaye. Right. I'm just saying as a joke. Okay. Now, Ketanai, it's a Mishnah. What's a Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Trumas. Tarmin basal cotton shalim. Give Truma on a whole small onion. Avalo pchati basal gadol. Not on a half a big onion. I don't give half a thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, lo, ki emal chati basal gadol. You can give even on a half a piece. My la bakim, what are they arguing about? Damar savar, Rabbi Yehuda hold, chashiv adif. Chashiv is better. The bigger one's better, it's bigger. Umar savar, the other one hold, shalim adif, shalim is adif. So Gemara says, no. It's not the same thing at all. Hey, chadik a coin, if there's a coin standing around, kuli amala pulgid the chashiv adif. Everyone holds chashiv is adif. Ki pli, what is the machlokes? The leg a coin. There's no coin over here. So what should I do? Give the one that's going to stay longer. Whichever one's going to be preserved longer, that's the one you give. So that's nothing to do with bracha. So that this machlokas has nothing to do with our machlokas. Ditnan, kol makom sheish kohen. If the kohen's around, tori min hayafa. Give the better one. The kol makom sheein kohen. If you don't have a kohen, tori min hamiskayim. Give whichever one's going to last longer. There's no kohen in your town. You got to wait to go to the market on Monday and Thursday. Give the one that's going to last longer. They give to the kohen then. Rebu the omer ein tori min elamin hayafa. Only give the yafa. Omer of Nachem bar Yitzchak. The Yerushimayim Yotzi de Shneim. He Yotzi both. Umana, who is that? Marbre de Ravina. The Marbre de Ravina, Meniach Prusa, Besok Shlema, Uboteya. He would put the Prusa inside the Shalem. The Prusa is bigger, and make a bracha on both of them together. So you get both. I have the Prusa, and I have the Shalem. Tani Tana Kamedra of Nachman, by Yitzchak. Meniach Prusa, Besok Shlema, Uboteya, Muvarech. Amalei Mashmach, what's your name? Amalei Shalmon. Amalei Shalomata. Shalom, Mishnah Secha, Shesamta Shalom, Ben Atamidim. Yeah, what unbelievable Shalom you just made. Amar Rav Papa, Hakol Modim, but everybody agrees that the Pesach, on Pesach, Meniach Prusa Besok Shlema, you put the Prusa in the Shlema, Uboteya, you make a bracha. My Taima, what's the reason for that? Lechamoni Ksiv, Lechamoni. So what do? We take a matzah, we break it in half. Right. Why do we break it in half? Kalechamoni. Not because it says so in the Haggadah. Because of lechamoni. So I have, but I need lechamishna. So that's why there's a third matzah. I have three matzahs. I drop the bottom one.
Right.
Then I have lechamoni. And I eat the middle, the broken one. Right. Lechamoni. That's how conventional people
do it.
The Gra, and many people hold, no. They only have two matzahs. Why? Because I don't need lechem mishnah. You know why? Because my lechem mishnah is transformed to 1.5. And that is my lechem mishnah. The Rambam says that. It changes into lechem mishnah, and therefore I only need two. When I break away, why do I break it? I break it because of lechemoni. What about lechem mishnah? That is lechem mishnah. On Pesach night, that's lechem mishnah. Right? Okay. Amar Rava Abba Ubishabis Chayavadun Mutseya Ashteki Karos. On Shabbos, you have to have two. My time, Lachem Mishnah Ksev, Lachem Mishnah. Amar Rava Ashi Chadin Leilu Rav Kahana, Dunaka Tarti Ubatseya Chata. He had two, but only cut one. You have to cut both?
Right.
Rav Zera Havi Batseya Akula Shirusa. He cut Akula Shirusa. What does that mean? Akula Shirusa. Rashi says, Prusa Gedola. A large piece, shahayadailo l'chol hasud b'shabbos. So it should be enough for you to last you the whole meal. A big piece. Right?
Is that Friday night or Shabbos?
Either one, both.
One.
Both.
What do you do for the second?
What?
You only have two loaves.
You don't have two loaves.
You need three.
Yeah, you have to be a chacham barosha. You have to, you know, no rosh and no lot. By the way, there's something called the Shabbos morning meal.
What do they do? Let those days you only have two.
They could, according to, they have to have some other lechem mishnah. You have to have three. Right? Now, Rashi says, what does this mean? It means he ate a big piece of bread. According to Rashi, you have to cut both loaves? No. According to the Rashi, that's not what it meant. What it meant was, he ate, cut both loaves. And that's what some people hold.
Yeah.
The Gruhel like that. You have to cut both loaves. Right?
Right,
okay.
And eat from both slices.
Yeah.
Also, some people have the chumrah that both loaves must be the same size because the concept.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Amale Ravina Ravashi, welcome Mitzchaze Kitzura Venusa. But you look like you're like some kind of gluttonous person. You cut this massive piece of
right?
Or according to Ravashi, you couldn't two loaves. How much are you eating? So he says, no. Amale Kivan de Bechal Yomaloka Avir Hachi. Every day I don't do that. I don't do that every day. And now I do it. It doesn't make me look like that. I'm not doing it for that reason. I never do that. On Shabbos I do that. Right? If people eat more on Shabbos than on the other days of the week, it doesn't show that they're slobs. No, not at all. It shows that the chashash of Shabbos. I don't diet on Shabbos. What does that mean? That means that on Shabbos you hold from Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with that. That's right. Ravami Ravasi, ki havi misrami le rifta the urva, this is a whole other discussion, when they would eat the bread of the Erev bread, mavarchin alev mozu lechem in aretz. They would dafka look for the Erev bread to eat the Erev bread. Why? Ami, they said, ho, this avi be mitzvah chada, I did a mitzvah, nevid be mitzvah achwisi, I'll do another mitzvah. Right, why not do another mitzvah? Right?
Are we talking here about Erev Tchuma
or Erev Chateros? So he says over here, Erev Chateros. Right? So, why not? I might as well chop another mitzvah. I'll use that bread for the hamotzi. Fine? Good? Okay. We finished. All right, we'll stop today and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.